3, 2, 1.
Elected leaders join Nick Sinatra, president and founder of Sinatra & Company Real Estate, for the grand opening of Fenton Village Tuesday. Built as a hotel for the Pan American Exposition, the Fenton was partially collapsed inside and an eyesore outside. But Sinatra says he saw a lot of potential.
I saw this as the gateway into the exploding medical campus. I saw it as a gateway into the potential that is Main Street.
Built as a hotel for the 1901 Pan American Exposition, the Fenton now boasts 33 luxury apartments, which are fully leased.
There's a tremendous push from millennials coming back into the city, coming back into Western New York. That's one driver. You have empty nesters that are moving back into the city, which is another driver. And people in Western New York, they love the history and the architecture of our great buildings. And so when you're able to celebrate that by doing historic renovations to some of these buildings that you're seeing apartments pop up in, people are excited about that and they're willing to pay for it.
There's also 8,000 square feet of new commercial space along Main Street.
This is symbolic of what we tend to do with these mixed-use properties. You try to find amenity-based tenants on the first floor that allow the neighborhood to benefit from it, as well as the tenants that go in. So here you're going to have a juice bar and a cafe that are going to provide amenities for the neighborhood, and then you have a gym.
After investing nearly $5 million in the Fenton, Sinatra is starting work on other nearby buildings.
Across the street, that's a 20,000 square foot old industrial building that we're going to convert into an artist incubator, along with Fritz Abel and Impact Industries. And then right next door is a building that we own that Sundra Rice from SLR Contracting, one of our partners, is going to relocate her headquarters there.
Sinatra says his company is also eyeing a project nearby on East Ferry.
I love the connectivity between the east and west side of Buffalo here on this street.
Chris Kaya, WBFO News.